We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Once again, welcome to Baptist Health Training Complex. Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges is our sponsor. While we're here at camp, I want to thank those guys for being with us. Like I always say, man, get a career in a year. And if you got kids, Zach, I have had this discussion, and I'm so glad they're with us. And, again, welcome, and it's great to have them here. 60 affordable career training programs that they have, and we'll give you 305-558-8000 or go to year.com. In 1 year, you can learn a specialty skill instead of – you know how many people have had their kids go to school?
Oh, I know.
Flunk out.
I get it.
Don't want to go. I've had buddies like they demand their kids go to school, so they go and they flunk out and they're $100,000 down for nothing. They're mad at the kid. And I told you, I'm not into school. Like, I don't want to do it. Well, you got to do something. And Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical College is a great way to go because there's just so many different avenues to go to with it. I mean, aircraft mechanics, marine service, all these different things we'll be telling you about, but it's great to have them. Great to have them with us this morning as we kick off the show. Got a lot of stuff out of practice yesterday, and of course today's kind of a special day. It's pads day number one, and for the fans, it's the second time they're gonna be able to come out. Not a lot of them will be open, but today will, so it's kind of cool. And they'll have the pads on, which will change things just a little bit here today. Plus, when the fans are here, I just kind of noticed the guys seem to go about they go a little bit harder, a little bit harder.
Little
that thing on
up?
Saturday
yeah.
was definitely had some guys flying around. So a lot of cool stuff going. As far as yesterday goes, you know, you sit here and you can go who's hot and who's not. And this guy got beat, but he came back and made a great catch and stuff. And you know, and our writers do a great job of, you know, happen to look up and seeing, you know, somebody making an unbelievable play, or they'll be watching a guy got beat on a certain play. But that's also the problem when they're doing it, because it's hard. And everybody's going to have good plays and bad plays out here. I know part of their job, and there's a fan base out there that really wants to know everything. Trill Williams, Noy Igbinoghene. Going back and forth, Trill Williams had a beautiful interception yesterday. Really nice play for a guy, second year, not drafted out of Syracuse, really doing a nice job. And those guys are going to get a chance. And by the way, if you miss them here at camp, don't worry. You're going to see a ton of them, a ton in preseason. Those guys are going to play a lot of football. Some guys you don't know. I know those two guys are going to play a lot of football. But one thing I noticed – that if you just come out, and if you're coming out today, you're coming out this weekend, you're coming out for a practice, you're going to notice certain guys, when they run, look a lot faster than other guys. And it happened again yesterday, and I had my binoculars because they're practicing on the far field. But you look out and you go, okay, maybe it was somebody else outside of – no, it's – Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle running a square in and then turning up before anybody touches him. And it looks like every time a 30 or 40-yard gain. Now, they're not tackling. Maybe somebody's closer. The difference, and you have that, right? You have that on teams. And I'm sure in Kansas City, when they had Tyreek, they had these same discussions.
Of course, right.
But when those two guys catch quick post pattern, square in, back shoulder throw. They're running after the catch. Their yak this year, let's hope, knock on wood or steel, whatever we have out here, that they stay healthy. But their yak, as they've talked about, yards after catch is going to be just fun to watch. Just really
should
fun
be,
to watch.
That's
and,
for sure.
Hey, let me say this, too. That whole group of wide receivers look really, really good. And all of a sudden, trying to figure out after those top three positions who you keep. By the way, three of them have a tie to the San Francisco 49ers, where Mike knows them and Wes Welker coached them. One guy's a coordinator, one guy's a wide receiver coach for him last year, so he knows those guys. It's going to be really interesting how many guys they keep, number one, because the guys that can play special teams, when they get down those final decisions, that's where the special teams coordinator jumps up and down and says, hey, man, hey, that guy, know you like him a little bit more, but that other guy is one of my three best or four best or five best special teams guys, plays on every team, and makes a lot of plays for me, makes a lot of tackles, and so that we're a ways. We're still a month away from that discussion. But all that stuff comes into play. We got a lot of stuff. Yesterday, the fallout from everything. So let's run through this, Zach, real quickly. Gambling, a
right.
year.
Mm-hmm.
Steroids, 6 games.
Right.
Sexual misconduct, 6 games.
Right. That doesn't sound right.
No, it doesn't sound
that.
Right.
My God.
I listen to everybody because sometimes you come on the radio and then you go back. And I listened to all the national shows. I wanted to hear from women.
Right.
I wanted to hear from the men. I wanted to see from former players how they were going to handle it, black and white. And I was really curious to see what everybody had to say, you know. And I think everybody was a little disappointed, a majority of people, that Deshaun Watson, for nonviolent sexual conduct, only got 6 games. I sensed a lot of people were like, this ain't right, man. 24, I read some of the stuff. I don't know if we can say erection.
But yeah, I think we can.
But listen, the guy had an erection on. Even the girls say he didn't do anything. But,
right.
Yeah, he was sitting there, and he apparently I stimulated him, you know. I mean,
right.
And stuff, and he denied that. So he got caught, and that was from all the women. They all
right.
had one thing in common, the ones that said he went too far to – yeah, I saw it. I worked around it. Yeah, you know, but, yeah, he was. So, and he was like, no, he lied. He just flat out.
Yeah, he's in La La Land.
He lied on all this
right.
stuff. I think lack of remorse that so many people with this thing. But, anyway, he got 6. I don't know what's going to happen over the next couple of days. But I think a lot of people are going, you know, that's –
jeez.
It's bad. And whether you want to blame the NFL
no,
or this woman who did this, and listen, no, nobody feels good about this. And she had recommendations. One of them, stay the hell out of these places
right.
to go and get a massage. Massage Envy. They put a picture of them up
right.
at every Massage Envy in Cleveland.
Right.
That picture, like, not allowed.
Right.
If he tries to sneak in.
Right. The cheated at the casino picture, right? Like that
man.
Guy. You know,
yeah,
like that's
yeah,
who,
yeah. So.
I mean, that's embarrassing to start off with by itself. How they're recommending him not go anywhere but get massages at his own facility. And like I said to you yesterday, can you imagine? You're one of the trainers. You're one of the people that does the massages in your facility. And you look at your list for the 2 hours that you're doing it that day. And his name is on there? You're going to be a little freaked out by that.
Not really.
Guy or girl. You don't think so?
No, because his ass can be in here getting it done.
Right.
Still
gross knowing what this guy's about.
Well, maybe you look at him, and at some point you're into that deep massage. You're going, hey, got to ask you why you're here. And
right. I mean, you've asked the question,
I don't
right?
know. No, listen, man. They're gonna police it and stuff. Look, the Cleveland Browns, they came out with that bull, whatever that stuff was from
right.
the owners. And, you know, but there's just – he's not remorse.
At all.
Remorseful
at all
about anything.
No.
So anyway, pattern of behavior, whatever happens, you know, was just a bad look. The egregious pattern of behavior was awful for sure.
And yeah, so the NFL threw that out there, and then she found it like, yeah, that's right. This was this. You were right. Your investigation is exactly
right. You guys right on the money right. With a lot of women we talk to. There's no question. No question about it. But here's the way it's set up. And here's what we're going to give him, 6 games. So anyway.
But the fact he hasn't been
the worst at all. He's going to have to talk at some point. You can't have a quarterback and not talk.
No, come on.
He can get up in front of everybody and say, you know what, I stand by what I said. I did nothing wrong.
Right.
Yeah, okay. All right, so anyway, we're going to get past that and get back to football here coming up as we got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. And by the way, the other story, how about – The county commissioner that, wants to be a county commissioner.
Right.
Martha Bueno, $4.99 a month, OnlyFans. Now, I got to ask you, how dirty can you get now on OnlyFans?
Joe, I mean, you could.
You can still go.
Joe,
like,
there's people who make $30 million a month.
No, I understand, like, but I'm asking what they do. Like, I get they make a lot of money.
Why do you think they make $30 million?
No, can you do, like, actual
anything.
Sex acts?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I thought they
you have
they
your page,
that
they
off.
Pay for it, you could do what you want for it. That's why I thought this was
so
a very
interesting
story.
So what is she raised
story.
On hers?
Okay, so the Miami New Times did a story, and CBS4 did one also. The Miami New Times story that came out on July 29th said that Bueno raised $82,000 as of this week. So she raised $82,000 off $4.99 a month. That's a lot of subscribers, I'm assuming, in 1 week.
So does she just
now she's not one of these like $20 million a month, but
$4.99.
What the hell is she doing on there that you're
I'm
paying $5
more
bucks?
For you?
Right.
That only happens, by the way. You would expect if that happens, it would happen in Dade County first, right?
Right.
Dade County is the Wild West. And by the way, she now has no room to talk about anybody else in politics being dirty because she's joined the club.
She's just,
hey, welcome, congratulations, you're part of the club now. For everybody who complains about through the years, the guys that have been in prison get out and get reelected into jobs they had.
Wow.
After corruption. Yeah, we could write a book down here. Or how about the fist fights the commissioners have with each other?
Right.
I mean, come on, man.
But that's an interesting way to raise money for your campaign,
listen,
right?
She's going, okay, I don't have a lot of money for this campaign, so I'm going to do some things a little different. New Times and others and TV will pick this up.
Right. The Herald endorsed her. You know, she's got endorsements. She's, you know, this is real. But I just thought it was very interesting when I read the story that
$4.99.
Right, for $5 a month. I don't know what you're getting.
Well, I think she's trying to sell the, you know, by getting me, it's worth the $5. I'm not asking for your money. I'm just asking to.
For a contribution?
Yeah, on the OnlyFans page for $4.99. Right. You never know what I'm going to do next.
And you know we saw in the first video, Masvidal. Oh, somehow Masvidal's in there.
Jorge, man.
Wow.
Always good for business, Jorge, right?
Yep.
Always. Anyway.
But we've reached all kinds of levels now.
Not surprised that would join the club. All right, listen, we got a big old show coming up. Jeff Darlington going to join us from ESPN, was out here on Saturday. We'll talk to him coming up in a few minutes. Jerome Baker. Nobody's more excited about putting pads on today than Jerome Baker, who has led this team in tackling for the last 3 years, including like 12 sacks the last two seasons. Been a big part of the Dancing Seven, man. Big part. One of the stars of the Dancing Seven blitz packages for the Miami Dolphin defense. Kim Bocamper going to join us, and we're going to check in up in Boston with Ben Volen and find out about Devontae Parker. And start take a look at our opener a little bit and get Ben's take on all the news up there, including do we have a coordinator or not. We'll play that game with him coming up as well. So stay with us. We come back. Jeff Darlington will join us from ESPN.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. First day of the pads. If you're on your way out to camp today, second day for the fans, they'll be coming out, and it should be fun, especially for the fans when Philadelphia comes in town for a couple of practices. That should be a lot of fun, and get a lot of work in that week before the end of three-game preseason, and then we'll be off and running. But we got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. Jerome Baker, the Miami Dolphins linebacker. I started to say inside linebacker, but he's played outside. He's played inside. And when you're part of the Dancing Seven, you play a lot of different places. So, anyway, he'll join us. I'm guessing most linebackers will tell you they really like to put the pads on and maybe a little bit more thumping, especially when the fans come out and the players – kind of gets them rolling a little bit on from that standpoint. So we have that. We got a lot of crazy stuff going on. Yesterday, as everybody predicted, the whole day would be about Deshaun Watson, who got a six-game suspension. Now we got to find out next couple days, is the NFL commissioner, who still has final say, by the way, still has final say, can go, okay, let's move on. I'll take the hit. Everybody else will take the hit. The Browns will take the hit, and let's move on. But the funny part about this, and whatever, you saw it and you're disappointed, or and I think most people yesterday on national TV were a little disappointed with all this stuff. 25 civil lawsuits,
right?
Came out.
Still one pending. Yep.
The 66 in 17 months and all that, and some of the stuff that came out, and he I don't know how to say this. There's only one way to say it. He even lied about having an erection. And even the girls that didn't, like, do anything, they just interviewed, but had, you know, they're not part of this. They go, yeah, we saw it. Yeah, it was there. We worked around it.
Right, we worked around it.
And so he was asked that, and he said, no, I never had that happen. And, well, then you got, like, 60 women lying, okay? So, anyway –
Being remorseful, is that what's getting a lot of people crazy?
So if he just did what politicians do, they're like, I didn't do anything. You know, older guys will go, you know, I'm just handsy, but I never did anything on purpose. But I want to apologize because obviously there's some women out there that are very upset. So I don't think I did anything wrong. But if you were offended, hey, he didn't even do that.
Right.
He doesn't even do the governor special or the senator special.
Not at all.
You know, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So,
and the Browns had to put out their statement
shut up.
We know Deshaun is remorseful. Really? Because
I haven't seen it yet.
I mean, I'm glad he told you because he hasn't said it to anyone else.
Nah, he's sticking to it, man.
You think the commissioner goes further or says it's done?
It's a great question.
You're like your gut feeling, your gut reaction, because – you know, and when we spoke to Jeff, and when you see the national kind of guys that have been covering the story, the NFL asked for a year. They went, and Sue Robinson went six. So if they go halfway, that would still be two or three more games. But the only way to get there now is for Roger Goodell to change that Sue Robinson suspension.
So Roger Goodell, no matter what, is going to take a big hit.
Right. Whether he keeps it or goes further.
He's
going right.
to be the punching bag when this thing's done.
Yes.
There is no question about it. He will take the big hit. We all agree on that. That will happen. So,
but Woody made a good point yesterday when he said, at this point, you take the six, you leave it alone, you try to let it die. But that news is never going to die because what's going to end up happening is he's going to go through camp, He's going to miss the six games. And what do you think's going to happen week seven when he's allowed back in the facility, when they're getting ready for their first game on TV?
Big story.
It's going to be the biggest story, not just in sports. It's going to be a story that NBC News and CBS News and CNN picks up. So at that point, what do they think is going to end up happening?
I'll tell you what's going to happen. 6 days later, he throws three touchdowns, nothing.
Right.
That's what the Browns are counting on.
Well, that's what they're counting on, of course.
He plays 100%. At a high level.
Right. Listen, we wouldn't be talking about this if that guy wasn't a really good football player.
Right.
Like, whatever the situation, that guy, the Browns are desperate for a quarterback.
Correct.
And he was out there. Hey, we looked into the party, too.
We could have been sitting here waiting for our
suspension.
Could have been
us. And Dave Hyde got a great article. Honestly, I'm glad it's not us. Yep. I just.
Thank goodness.
I don't want to hear it at home.
Right.
I just. People come up to you when you go out. And you'll have some guys go, hey, dude, just between us guys, huh? Glad to have that guy throwing. My God, man. It's going to be fun. Which, by the way, Browns fans have been out there and felt that way. We've seen that already.
Well, some of the Browns reporters even said that when he was walking onto the field first day of camp. Huge ovation. Sean Watson, our new quarterback.
But it is a weird one, though. So, gambling a year. But, listen, gambling's a separate deal. It just is. Everybody, man, it's just stupid. Steroids, though. DeAndre Hopkins, 6 games. Sexual misconduct. Unwanted sexual touching. 6 games.
Yeah.
And
it's weird when you say it like that. So, it's weird, that wording.
Man. You know, so I get that some people, especially women, especially guys that have kids that age, probably not a big fan. But, yeah, you know, the other part of this guy just all in on, like, I know where this is coming from. I did nothing wrong. It's like, come on, man. Come on.
Just come out.
You went out of your friggin' way the way you set this up. Come on, man. You know what? Come on.
Right.
I know you're famous and you're a starting NFL quarterback, but come on, man. So anyway, you saw what she recommended, all massages be done by employees for
right.
Cleveland Browns. So anyway, that
that's even more.
And
weird.
I'm sure last night there were a lot of conversation because it was a sports story as well as a news story, and everybody's been waiting on this. But bringing it back here, man, to South Florida, the Tyreek and Jalen show continue along with Tua. A lot of red zone stuff yesterday, and a lot of good competitions going on. You know, it's funny. It's not always sexy to talk about some of the competitions, but. Now, the first one, Byron Jones is out and may be out for a while, starting corner and one of your highest paid players. So Trill Williams and Noah Igbinoghene, as well as some other guys, are getting a chance. But those are the two guys that I think the team really would like to see grab one of those top four cornerback positions. Yesterday, Trill Williams had a really nice play and for an interception in the red zone. Did a lot of red zone stuff, one-on-one as well as 7-on-7 and halves on that stuff as well, where just one side of the field worked, and which is a big part, right? Passing game in the red zone, inside the 10, inside the 20-yard line, where the field is a lot smaller, trying to find plays at work. So they were doing all that kind of stuff. We got pads today, and so we'll have a chance to see. And Jerome Baker's expected to join us here less than a half an hour from now. The what a career he's had quietly here, huh? Just how good has he been? Got a new contract last year, 12 and a half sacks the last 2 years. And
fits good in that system, too.
Led the team in tackles the last 3 years. But, yeah, a perfect fit for this style, the Brian Flores defense. He's perfect for it. He really is. Does things, and sounds like he made some adjustments in the second half. The team did for him, and he went and talked to the team about thought he could do some more teams, and it really took off. Some of those things they talk about and talked about with his coordinator and his head coach, and they became and had that nice run there in the middle of that winning streak. They were just lights out as a defense. Just played aggressive no matter where they were on the field. So we'll talk to Jerome Baker about having his defensive coordinator back. And how about this? The top basically 14 players from a year ago that played in most of the packages. You lost one or two guys, I'm not saying, but for the most part, your key linebackers and all the different, your key pass rushers and run stoppers and your corners on the outside, you have everybody back. I mean, we're even talking about same guys are working, Trill Williams and Noah Igbinoghene with the team last year on the 53, active and inactive, but they've been here in this thing.
But it's almost unheard of to bring back the entire thing.
Oh, you start talking about bringing 14, 15, right. 16 guys back on your defense.
There's always one or two guys that bolts.
Doesn't happen. They were able to re-sign some of their key backups, who are also some of their best special teams players as well. So, a lot of fun stuff going on with the defense. And listen, they got to be better. They're in the middle of the pack last year. And they need to dance in the top 10 of the 32 teams. Yeah, they need to be better. I know we've been so wrapped up in Tua and the passing game and the O-line and the running game. And I'll continue to say this, man, and it's just practice. And I know, I get it's only practice. Nobody's getting a W or an L. It doesn't say an AFC East today or yesterday or on Saturday, Dolphins in first place. I understand that. I'll tell you what, man, the practices have been really smooth, organized, well-run. I like the way they move around. They're not staying out here as long. Yesterday was friggin' hot, so I'd say this to everybody, because I was about ready to fall out. I'm not afraid to say I was a little lightheaded going to my car yesterday, and that never happens. And then I went back and said maybe I didn't drink enough. After sitting around here.
Not enough hydration.
Yeah. So I'm hitting those Gatorades today, man. I'm hitting that. So stay hydrated if you're out here. But they're moving around on these practices and getting into drills. And when they're not, they're doing individual drills or staying active. And then they go to 7-on-7 and team and 1-on-1 and all that. So hopefully today with the pads on, I'll tell you when the pads come on, what's really fun for me is those pass rushing drills. And it gives you a chance. Especially if they work over here closest to us, to see how that offensive line's doing. I mean, you're going to have
That's
third and sixes,
today.
Man.
Yep.
You're going to have second and nine. You're going to have third and six, third and eight. And it's like, hey, man, we're coming, man. We're coming. You got to be able to block.
No, today's going to be fun because of that. I think that's the biggest reason so far. We haven't seen pads. You don't know how to really judge an offensive line.
Well, they're getting after it. So those guys, it's a lot of shoving and pushing, man. Those guys must have bruise marks all over because they're getting after it pretty good for no pads. I mean, it's kind of
put the pads on and let's see it today. I'm excited.
So basically, you're just talking about putting the shoulder pads on. Anyway, I haven't seen anybody wear knee pads in like the last 30 years. Still remember Shula screaming at everybody, put your knee pads in. And then checking guys, and they'd have a little piece of paper in there, you know, the little pad in there. Like, what is that? That's called fast guys want to stay fast, coach.
Right,
we don't want anything around our knees. We'll take a chance.
Mm.
Yeah, so that always
not today.
Always pops up. So, yeah, we got all that stuff going on. Got a big show for you, a lot. Jerome Baker will join us hopefully here early in the 7 o'clock hour. Kim Bocamper is going to join us, and Ben Volen will join us as he's going on the AFC East tour right now.
Yeah, I believe I saw he was in Rochester, New York yesterday.
Covering the Patriots and find out about that whole thing with old Belichick's at it again, man. Not putting titles on guys. You guys got to kind of watch to see what's going on. And, of course, the story continues to be up there, Devontae Parker. Making
Superman, huh?
Contested catches. Yeah. By the way, that's what he does. Hey, what do you remember most? Devontae Parker jumping over dudes, man. That's what he's been able to do. And apparently, everybody's raving about Devontae as like a number one receiver up there. So he's off to a great start. And yes, I know what you're thinking as I say that. Joe, can he stay healthy? Because he couldn't do it here in warm weather. How in the hell is he going to do it up there?
Right. I was waiting for you to
How
say that.
How is that going to roll?
A little bit of a weather change, huh?
Yeah. Anyway, we got a lot more. 7 o'clock hour coming up, man. A lot of stuff going on this morning. 305-567-0560. Who's hot and who's not? No, we're not doing
that. Oh, no? Joking. Oh, you teased me.
But I do want to take a second. Thank Miami-Dade County Public Schools, Technical Colleges. Man, I'll tell you what. Great to have them. Hey, 4 and 5 years of college, just not for everybody. But this is a way in just a year, get a career in just a year with these guys. 60 affordable career training programs to get you ready for a job right away. 305-558-8000, 305-558-8000, or go to year.com. Learn more about what they can do for you. Don't waste all that money on a kid that doesn't want to go to college.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.